The director of Trainspotting, Danny Boyle, has come back with 28 Days Later, a new genre film about a virus that turns the population of England into crazed and highly infectious zombies. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
28 Days Later is written by Alex Garland, who also wrote the best-selling novel The Beach. If you read it, you'll remember its climax was extremely jarring. The book was set in a wannabe utopian society on an island off the coast of Thailand, but in the face of external threats and internal tensions and a big dose of hallucinogens, the supporting characters got carried away by their rage and turned into flesh-gouging zombies. It was a cross between The Bacchae and Night of the Living Dead. Before I saw the movie, starring Leonardo DiCaprio and directed by Danny Boyle, who'd made Trainspotting, I wondered how the filmmakers would shoot that over-the-top finale. Well, they punked out. Screenwriter John Hodge came up with something more like a high school shunning. And I bet that novelist Garland was disappointed, because he turned around and wrote Danny Boyle a full-length, flesh-gouging zombie movie. 28 Days Later opens 28 days earlier, with a prologue in which a bunch of pesky animal rights activists break into a lab where scientists have infected monkeys with a virus of, quote, pure rage. I was annoyed to see the animal activists get the blame instead of the scientists, but that's consistent with the message of The Beach, too. It's another idealistic counterculture impulse that turns into a bummer of a scene. And I mean a bummer, man. The protagonist, Jim, played by Cillian Murphy, is a bicycle messenger with the good luck to be in a coma when the rage virus hit the fan. 28 days after the prologue, he wakes up to find London eerily quiet and stacked with dead bodies, some of whom open their red eyes and come after him. He's saved from a rampaging zombie priest by two other survivors, Mark and the dishy Selena, played by Naomi Harris, who fill him in on what he slept through.
I've got some bad news.
It started as writing, and right from the beginning you knew this was different. Because it was happening in small villages, market towns. And then it wasn't on the TV anymore. It was in the street outside. It was coming through your windows. It was a virus. Infection. You didn't need a doctor to tell you that. It was the blood. Or something in the blood. By the time they tried to evacuate the cities, it was already too late. The infection was everywhere. The army blockades were overrun. And that's when the extras started.
I want to make my biases plain. It's been too long since we've had a good flesh-gouging zombie movie, or any flesh-gouging zombie movie. And this one is like all three of George Romero's Living Dead pictures rolled into one. Sure, it's derivative, but it makes up for that by moving at a ferocious clip, just like the zombies themselves. They don't lope in this picture, they streak. They're a barely seen blur, which makes them doubly frightening. When they're hacked up or shot, their blood spatters in shiny diamonds, and it's lethal blood. If it gets in your eye or your mouth or a cut in your hand, then bang, you're a frothing, bloody-eyed zombie in 10 to 20 seconds. Danny Boyle's work here surprised me. It's less show-offy than Trainspotting, and a lot less dopily picture postcard than The Beach. The movie was shot on video by Anthony Dodd Mantle, who often works with the low-tech Danish film collective Dogma, and it has an unusual graphic style, fluid like a documentary, but punchy like a horror flick. In one sequence, Jim and Selena and a father and daughter, played by the great Brendan Gleeson and Megan Burns, head for a military compound through a tunnel stacked with burnt-out cars and corpses. They laugh hysterically as they drive over bodies. Then a tire blows out. Then they turn to see a tide of rats heading their way, not spreading infection, running away from the infected. I don't want to spoil anything, but I also don't want to leave you with the impression that 28 Days Later is just about shooting and stabbing ghouls. It turns out the true horror isn't the zombies. It's other people, and what they'll do to one another to stay alive. And in the last section, the survivors stumble into the military compound where all is not what it seems, and where the true face of evil is revealed. Like the Romero films it apes, 28 Days Later reminds us that zombie splatter pictures can also be humanist parables. That's not the only reason I like them, but it eases my conscience.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. For Terry Gross, I'm Barbara Bogave.